All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
You are now listening to the Coding Behind the Wheel podcast.
Welcome to Wheel Wednesday. We're back from SEMA, and we wanted to get you a podcast and get things rolling. I will be honest with you, it's a little ghetto at this point. Just a touch ghetto. Nick, he obviously is not here. And
I'm Nick too.
Yeah, right. No.
I'm Nick Replace.
Right. So in case you haven't figured it out, I'm Scott from Koenig.
And I'm Lewis from Koenig.
And so it's a little ghetto right now. Nick was with us all week at SEMA. We just got back. And he went on to L.A. to go shoot some other things and took most of our gear. So, you know, we're a little limited as far as gear, but it's cool. We still wanted to crank one of these Wheel Wednesdays out for you. So that's kind of what we're going to do. So, look, you know, we came back from SEMA just a couple days ago. And we're back. It is much colder here in New York. When we got off the plane, it was like 29 degrees. So that was awful. And I don't know. Now we're kind of moving forward, right? Like, so SEMA happened, and now what?
Life after SEMA, right?
Life after SEMA. So the good news is we don't have to think about SEMA for about a few months, and then we'll be kind of right back on it because, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's how it works. Usually that's, you know, life in between SEMAs. That's how it works. A few months later, we're back at it again.
Yeah, so in a few months, roughly in March, we'll start to go into the discussion of, you know, what kind of booth space that we'll want to buy as far as the size goes. And from that point on, we'll have to try to, you know, start purchasing a space for 2020.
Yeah.
So that's that. So SEMA's gone. Let's see. I think we had a good response on the wheels and the new wheels. So if you haven't checked it out by now, head over to Koenig2020.com. And you can quickly click on new product, and there it will kind of segue you over to our new product pages.
Also, give us some comments below. Let us know what you think of the wheels as well. Mm. I mean, Scott did a great job with them. The team did a great job with them. I personally love them. One of my favorites is the new Hypergram. To me, that thing's going to make noise. Yeah, man. I mean, for me, you know.
I think, you know, what's interesting is I think that the new Hypergram is kind of a love it, hate it thing. I think that you have a lot of people that it's, you know, it's going to be something awesome for, you know, and I think you're going to have a lot of people that just going to be like, well, I don't get it. Mm. So, you know, real quick on why we did that finish, we did the Hypergram with the machine lip because it would have been real easy just to paint the whole wheel black, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we get the request a lot. You know, people say, can we just, you know, can I have the Hypergram in black?
Mm-hmm.
But when you think about the whole line itself, I mean, we have a Decagram that's in black. The new Hexaform is going to be available in matte black. So we have black options. And, you know, with the Hypergram, we also have a lot of people that are going from the track to the street and kind of rolling on the street a lot.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, that kind of gives a look with a machine lip. We didn't have a lot of machine lip before SEMA. Now we have the Hypergram with machine lip. We have the Countergram that will have one has a machine lip with a you know, kind of a mirror machine lip, and the other one's a matte machine lip.
Mm.
So we've kind of added some versatility as far as finishes go to the line. So,
agreed.
Like it, don't like it, disagree with it or not, that's the path we chose.
Like I said, I mean, I'm not here to boost the company because I work here, but as a fan of Koenig, I think you guys did you know, including myself.
Yeah.
We did a great job with this year. I mean, these wheels for me are the best line yet, but every year is like that. So I'm excited to see how the crowd reacts once they're released.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Luis made a good point. If you have some thoughts on the new wheels, you know, you probably already put the comments on Instagram or wherever we've been putting new wheel content. But, you know, go ahead and throw them below. And we have some, you know, we have content that we have planned for you. So in probably, I would say within a month or so, we're going to have a wheel video available for each wheel. We'll go into detail. We did that last year on our channel with the freeform and the lockout and the tandem.
Yes.
And we brought to you, you know, these new wheels and kind of went really in depth on all the features of the wheel. And we plan to do something similar this year. I'm not sure if it's going to be as formal or not, but we're going to bring you some content so you can really see the wheels up close, and hopefully it will help you make a decision whether these wheels are right for you.
Also, let us know if you want to know some details on the wheels. I know Scott is always ready to give some answers. So if you have any questions or anything that you want to know specifically on the new wheels, comment below as well. Let us know, and we'll do our best to answer them for sure, even in the videos.
Yeah. So Simo went well.
Oh, yeah. So that's what I wanted to ask. So give us some details, man. I wasn't there this year, unfortunately, but I got to kind of text and talk to you guys. But anything cool happened while you were there? Any recap you can give us?
I don't know. We had some cool stuff. I mean, let's see. You know, Trevor from Motion Auto TV was in our booth with the Supra. We had a Rev Match TV, also his YouTube channel. They're a little smaller, but they brought their A90 Supra, and we had Trevor's Mark IV Supra kind of side-by-side, both with the hypergrams and the new finish on it. You probably saw a lot of that on Instagram. So if you didn't see that, head over to our Instagram, take a look. You can kind of see what I'm talking about.
The word is the booth was crowded. That's what I keep hearing. There was a few comments like I wanted to talk to some people, but it was so busy in there that we didn't get time to get to them.
Yeah, I mean, SEMA generally gets busy, which was cool. And we brought some people in to do some signings. Like, I know, like, Tavares was there for a while just hanging out. And, you know, Chris from BS Rebuild, he came through and stayed for, like, almost 3 hours just signing and talking to people and hanging out and doing some cool stuff. So he was there, so that, you know, that kind of filled up the booth. We had a lot of guests stopping by all week that were doing podcasts with us, and we're going to be doing our best to edit them and get them done for you. And we have some car walkarounds that we did at SEMA. So we have some stuff that's going on, and hopefully we'll be able to produce, you know, pump out some content for you guys in the weeks following. So that was cool. We released the new wheels. You know, obviously we have the Advanti racing line and the Mamba off-road line, which is some of our other wheel lines. So we introduced two new wheels in the Advanti racing line, and we also released one new wheel in our Mamba off-road line. So that was interesting. And we had a Tesla Model 3 for Advanti racing.
That's right.
And we had a Gladiator with a retro front end conversion kit.
That was Deutsch Off-Road and Infinite, right? Infinite Design. Infinite Auto Designs.
Yep. Yeah.
Cool.
So they came through and brought some vehicles, and they were in our booth. And, you know, we did the damn thing, right?
I loved it. Like I said, one of my favorite years so far, the way everything was put together. And one of the things I love the most is simplicity is always best. I always say that to you. And even though it wasn't as immaculate as some of the other booths, when it comes to the vehicles, Koenig always delivers, and that's why I'm a fan of my own company.
It was tight, man. It was like we jammed like four cars into the booth. We ditched the reception counter. Like, who needs that stuff, right?
It's all about the builds, baby.
Right. So we did that stuff. Let's see. We went to Las Vegas, and this guy went to Barcelona for the weekend.
yeah, sure. Yep. I was over there doing some breaking stuff, but that's nothing, you know. That's just some cool stuff I got to do over there. I got to enjoy it. But at the same time, you know, I was following up with my team and trying to keep in contact. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I was at.
For the weekend. He went to Barcelona for the weekend.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so what was the temp like in Barcelona?
It's the same as here. It's exactly the same.
Starting to get colder?
Yeah. It's like, you know, almost identical to here, you know.
Yeah.
And I was telling you know, one of the cool things about Barcelona, it's pretty much like New York.
Yeah.
Only everyone speaks Spanish. So it's, you know.
Well, I mean, yeah. Right. So.
How about Vegas? What do you know?
Well, I mean, not as many people speak Spanish.
They're there, though.
They're there.
Get yourself a good taco up in there.
Yeah. I mean, there's no doubt. Like, Vegas was warmer than here.
Yeah.
So. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, I really don't want to say it. Like, you know, go to Vegas enough and come back. And
so here's another thing. Since we're talking SEMA,
yeah.
As a car enthusiast yourself,
yes.
Is there any other car besides ours that you want to say that you were like admired from afar?
Wait, do you mean like any cars that I admire?
Yep, yep.
Oh, there was a. I mean, there's a ton of builds. I mean, that's the hardest part. I don't think I could
really
pick stuff out. There was a lot of cool cars there. There always is a lot of cool cars. But you know, even walking through, you know, there was interesting was this year, and I don't know if it's just that in you know, maybe I was really more in tuned with it this year. There was a lot of retro, really nice retro builds. From 510s, I saw old Corolla, like, I mean, some really, really, really fantastic retro builds. So that was nice to see, just because I think it's just refreshing because some really, you don't get to see them as much anymore in quality.
Yes,
There's always going to be, just the exotic car par where there's just a ton of exotic cars. But, you know, with that said, it would be hard for me to be able to pick that one car or that one build. I'm biased, but, I mean, if you seeing the B is for build V8 twin turbo Lambo in person was
insanity.
Even better than his videos. So... Ooh. Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying that because I'm like a super fanboy. I mean, I am, and I love what Chris does, right? Like, you know, like we get along super well, and I appreciate everything he has done to support us. But they really did a good job with that build. And when you see it in person, it's a nice car, and it's different, and it's unique, and it's built. It's not a stock car that they modded, right? Like this is a build, And they did a great job with it, and they ran it right down to the last moment as B is for build style. So that car was cool in person. I think Tavares's Lambo came out really nice.
The problem is hearing things about that one too.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot of great cars. I mean, SEMA is not short of a lot of great cars, but you know, at the end of the day, I think there's also a lot of great products.
Yes.
Because people lose sight. SEMA is not a car show; it's a trade show. Right.
Yep.
So,
for sure.
So we saw some cool things. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things. I'm trying to think of what would be like some of the highlights of the show. But I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if there was a single takeaway. I think, you know, everybody was out there doing their thing. I think, you know, you had the Hoonigan guys doing their thing and. You know, you had Ford. They put on a nice drifting presentation in the front, and I don't know. It was not short of
like
celebs.
Always. Yep.
Yeah.
It's always something new and something fresh, and that's one of the cool things about. Well, this is what I would say about what's going on now, and especially how it's going to move forward. The car world is maturing, and everything is looking much better. So I was impressed, but just the photos that I got to see from you guys. So. Mm. For everything that's coming out, even from us in general, just because I get to see behind the scenes as far as Koenig, it's just impressive, and I'm ready for it, you know, and I hope everybody else is too.
Yeah, there's always going to be builds that you see, and you just shake your head like, why, right? So there was those, but...
Oh, no.
But for the most part, everything was pretty good, and so we're done with SEMA, so... So what happens is we come back from SEMA. This is a really – the next month and a half are our grind city, right?
Yeah.
We come back from SEMA. The freight will be back soon. We got to get the wheel samples that we shipped out to SEMA offloaded, out to photography, get them shot. In some cases, we'll have to shoot them ourselves if the photographer's too busy. Get them uploaded to the website for you. We have to start – you know, we're going to start weighing some of the samples that we have. But also, we're in that grind time. We have to finish. Remember that, like, we kind of got a lot of this stuff done. We're finishing up molds. We're kind of finalizing a lot of the stuff that's going to production. So, you know, there's some sizing and stuff like that we're fine-tuning. And we're trying to get that stuff all ready so that we can be prepared to have these wheels launched in the end of February, beginning of March window.
That's what I was about to ask you, because everybody keeps already
when are they available?
I'm like,
yep. Yeah, so the exclusion to this whole thing is that the Hypergram and the new finish will actually be available sooner because we're not developing any molds. We're actually just – it's just a new finish. So the Hypergram, I would say you should start to see that new finish available in some part numbers around the mid-January window.
You heard it here right? first, guys. You heard it here right? first.
Let's see. Yeah, in the January, early Feb window. So that will be available, and then the rest of the wheels will start to see part numbers show up at the end of February, in March time.
Wait, I might be, but are they the for the Hypergram? The parts are numbers. I mean, the sizes that we're making are available, or not yet?
Yeah. So you know, people have asked that a few times. You know, are the Hypergrams and the new finish available in all the same finishes and sizes? I mean, all the same sizes of the Hypergram.
Mm-hmm.
So the answer is technically yes. However, we're going to be putting up on our website the actual part numbers, so you'll see. We're not going to build every single part number, so stay tuned for that if that's what you're interested in.
Sweet.
And the other thing we're trying to rush to do is we're trying to rush to get data on the website. A lot of people have said, you know, exactly what you're building in, different things. So as those pages go live, we'll transition that. So we have that going on, catalogs and all that stuff. You know, we'll get loaded to the website over the next month and a half. And, you know, we're starting to try to get some wheels on, get some photos done. So people, when they say, oh, is it on the car, we'll hopefully have that. We're also trying to kind of lock down everything that we're working with, all the partners and peoples and teams and motorsport teams. And we've already been doing that, but who we're going to be working with for 2020.
Mm.
So, you know, it's kind of a lot of stuff going on in a very short period of time, and then you know you have two holidays smashed in between. So yeah, we got no shortage of things to do. But remember that a lot of the questions that you ask and a lot of the details you're looking for, and things like, do you have pictures? Do you have weights? Do you have information? Stuff like that. The answer is yes. We are working as hard as we can to get it up. There's a lot of things going on, including still being able to respond to you guys on social media and different things. So we're trying. And in addition to that, I know Nick, I just spoke to him a few hours ago, and even though he's in LA, probably sitting poolside while we're here freezing our Rastafarian nenes off.
Thanks, bro.
Right. He's editing. So we're hopeful, you know, to in next week and the week after and the week after that, like until we get through to the first year, really be dropping something, you know, every week.
Yeah,
that you guys can go check out on our YouTube channel if you're listening on iTunes. You know, make sure you head over there, check it mm-hmm. out. And like as always, you know, we appreciate you know you guys giving us a thumbs up and a like and subscribe and all that good stuff.
Please,
I don't know. You think of anything else that we should broach? Just wanted to get in here real quick and cause we got a lot going
on. Nah, we're good. I mean, you know, we're gonna reveal some new stuff coming soon, so I know I've already seen what's happening. So just I'm excited as much as they are, hopefully, and yeah, I think you're good to go, man.
All right, so I think we're gonna bail out here, get back to work, so we can try to get you some information. Like I said, if you can give us a thumbs up, a like, all that good stuff, and if you're on YouTube and you're at this point, do me a favor, hop over to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast there. If you know. In case you're in the car, maybe throw us a little, you know, 5-star review. Ooh, I asked for it. Maybe, you know. But aside from that, stay tuned. We got a lot of things that we should hopefully be dropping. It's going to take a little bit of time to get everything caught up and edited out, but we're going to do it for you. So that's it. Until next time, until next Wednesday, we'll catch you later.
Happy holidays.
Peace.